Well, good morning, family, and welcome to this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're going to be in John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. In this passage of Scripture, Jesus' opponents claim Abraham as their father, and today's reading focuses on the debate over their claim as children of Abraham and Jesus' claim that God is his father. In this confrontation, Jesus declares his opponents to be the children of the devil, and the religious leaders accuse Jesus of having a demon in him. So, let's not forget, in spite of all of the, name-calling here, that God's guiding word for us this morning is love. And so let's begin reading John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. So Jesus said to those who believed in him, "If you obey my teaching, you are really my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." "We are the descendants of Abraham," they answered him, "and we have never been anybody's slaves." "What do you mean, then, by saying, 'You will be free'?" And Jesus said to them, "I'm telling you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. A slave does not belong to a family permanently, but a son belongs there forever. If the Son sets you free, then you will be really free. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are trying to kill me because you do not accept my teaching. I talk about what my Father has shown me, but you do not know what your Father has told you." They answered him, "Our Father is Abraham." "If you really were Abraham's children," Jesus replied, "you would do the same things that he did. All I have ever done is tell you the truth I heard from God, yet you are trying to kill me. Abraham did nothing like this. You are doing what your father did." "Well, God himself is the only father we have," they answered. "We are his true children." Jesus said to them, "If God really were your father, you would love me, because I came from God, and now I am here. I did not come on my own authority, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? Is it because you cannot bear to listen to my message? You are the children of your father, the devil, and you want to follow your father's desires. From the very beginning, he was a murderer and has never been on the side of the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he's only doing what is natural to him, because he is a liar and the father of all lies. But I tell you the truth, and that is why you do not believe me. Which one of you can prove that I'm guilty of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who comes from God listens to God's words. You, however, are not from God, and that is why you will not listen." They asked Jesus, "Were we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon in you?" "I have no demon," Jesus answered. "I honor my Father, but you dishonor me. I am not seeking honor for myself, but there is one who is seeking it and who judges in my favor. I'm telling you the truth. Whoever obeys my teaching will never die." They said to him, "Now we are sure that you have a demon. Abraham died and the prophets died, yet you say that whoever obeys your teachings will never die? Our father Abraham died. You do not claim to be greater than Abraham, do you? And the prophets also died. Who do you think you are?" And Jesus answered, "If I were to honor myself, that honor would be worth nothing. But the one who honors me is my Father, the very one you say is your God. You have never known him, but I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I obey his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see the time of my coming. He saw it and was glad." And they said to him, "You're not even 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham?" "I am telling you the truth," Jesus replied. "Before Abraham was born, I am." Then they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and left the temple. Today's key verse is John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. So Jesus said to those who believed in him, "If you obey my teaching, you are really my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." It's interesting that these are the ones that Jesus is talking to, his disciples. These are some of the people that are following Jesus, and he's speaking to them and trying to express the truth to them, and they immediately turn around and said, we've never been slaves to anybody, which is a lie. My goodness, they've been defeated several times and taken into captivity. But they're just so vain in their nature that they won't even reflect the truth. You know, beloved, when a heart goes to, vanity, thinking that everything is all about them, that I'm the important one, that what I believe is true, and I don't need to hear from anybody else. You are so close to destruction. These people thought they knew everything, and yet here is Jesus again, using that before Abraham was born. I am. That's the covenant name of God. And yet, what was their response? They picked up stones to throw him. Beloved, don't ever let our personal desires or even our past experiences hinder the relationship that God wants to have through us, or in us, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, your word is truth, and you have promised eternal life to all who obey your teachings. Teach me to be obedient to your will and give glory and honor to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end today. Tomorrow, beloved, we're going to be in John chapter 9, where Jesus heals a blind man. But until then, my prayer for you is that you embrace every promise that God has revealed to you in his word. Amen. God bless.